My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings, back with a brand new episode, and we will catch up with our guests who on this episode will actually be at Walt Disney World right now as we speak to them. So I don't know where they are. We'll try and guess from the background noise. It's Rory and Regan who we'll catch up with pretty soon. Make sure you're following us on the socials. At PodMagical is where we are. If you've got any questions, please do send them over. Just drop me a DM if you want to, like Renee did, who says, on the next podcast, have you got any recommendations for special activities or experiences we can do next time we go to Disney World in Orlando? We'll be there in May for our honeymoon. Okay, few little different experiences. A lot of them are actually in the resorts. I mean, there are things you can do in the parks. For example, Animal Kingdom, you can do the Wild Africa Trek if you want to do something like that, or you can meet a rhinoceros, or you could do the Keys to the Kingdom tour at Magic Kingdom. There's Behind the Seeds tour at Epcot. So there's various things you can do in the parks. There's also a lot you can do in the resorts as well. In fact, if you go to any of the lobbies at any of the resorts, there's a full activities list on there. So like by the pools in the afternoon, there are kids games and things like that. So for example, also at Animal Kingdom Lodge, throughout the day, numerous times a day, they will do a cultural tour around the lobby. They'll show you some of the artifacts that they have. That's completely free. I know they used to do a food one at Animal Kingdom as well. I'm not sure that they still do that one. Over at Wilderness Lodge, you can do wood crafting and making things. They can make like a cheese board and things like that over at Wilderness Lodge. Also over at Wilderness Lodge as well, at night, you could do the Chippendale campfire sing-along. So every resort at night has got the movie Under the Stars, and you don't need to be staying there to go. You don't even need to have to be staying at Disney to go. You just rock up and watch the film outside if you want. But over at Wilderness Lodge, before they do that, they have Chippendale's campfire sing-along, where there's like a country singer in Chippendale, and there's s'mores and marshmallows and toasted marshmallows. Over at Coronado Springs, you could learn how to make sangria. The sangria workshop's over there. It used to be at Three Bridges, but I think they've moved it into the actual, I think it's in Dahlia Lounge, where you can do that one now. So have a look at the resorts, and if you go to just the lobby, there's loads of activities that you can do in all the resorts. There's plenty to do, to not even go to into the park, just have a resorts day. There's yoga. A lot of places, they'll do yoga first thing in the morning. You can do archery at Fort Wilderness. You go fishing, or you can rent a boat. You can rent a pontoon boat. You can rent the swan boats over at the Swan and Dolphin. And of course, there's characters around as well. You never know who's going to be in there. Yes, plenty to do outside the parks. If you've been to Walt Disney World loads of times and want to do something slightly different, then yeah, some ideas for you. Hope that helps. If you have any questions, drop me a message at PodMagical. So right now, we are not just talking to somebody who has been to Disney World. We are talking to somebody who is actually at Disney World right now. Hello to Rory and Regan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the most magical podcast on earth. Now, Dad, you've been on before, but Regan, this is your first time, isn't it?
Yes.
And you are at Disney World right now. Now, I can hear a little bit of music going on in the background. Let me just see if I can work out where you actually are. Okay, it's not very busy, so you're not in a park, so you must be in a hotel, am I right?
We are, yeah. We're in a lobby.
You're in a lobby of a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't guess at the minute, but we'll chat some more.
Okay.
And then I'll see if I can guess later on. So, tell me about this trip.
So, we've been here how long, Regan?
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days. So, we're 10 days in, a little tired. With about 4 days left to go.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I'm still riding the wave. the magical wave. I'm sure it will. We'll start to feel a little bit down in a couple more days. But
no,
so far,
think about
yeah, doesn't matter.
But then you can start thinking about your next trip, Rory. That's the good thing about it, isn't it?
We already have, yeah. We've already started looking around other resorts.
So, do you know what number this is now of Disney World trips? What number are you on?
For me, it's 7.
How many times have you been, Regan?
2.
So this is your second visit, and this is not just any visit. What happened on this trip? Did you celebrate something in particular?
Yeah, my birthday.
So you had your birthday at Walt Disney World?
Yeah.
So what did you do? Did they let you do what you wanted, Regan? Did you say,
yeah, my day? So we went to Epcot and we went on all the like new rides, and then we did some of the classics, and then we had some good food and wine festival things.
Yeah.
Hang on, I hope you weren't drinking wine. Drinking around the world at the age of 11.
Definitely not.
No drinking, but plenty of eating. We asked Regan a few months out, you know, where do you want to go for your birthday? And Epcot's always been a favourite from the last trip.
Because it has Guardians in it and it has Soarin', and yeah, it's just, it feels like the right park.
It feels like the right park. It's funny if a lot of people who come on the podcast and say, oh, what do you remember about your first time? And like, as adults now, looking back when they were kids, a lot of people say Epcot. Because you think, oh, walking down Main Street, blah, blah, blah. No, Epcot is always a big one.
I think it stays with you, doesn't it? There's nothing like Epcot. I know there's nothing like Disney World or Magic Kingdom, but I think there's nothing like it anywhere in the world, is there? And I think it's quite inspiring to go somewhere like that, especially for like a younger person.
Yeah.
A lot of learning we've done around the countries, haven't we? And talking to people from different countries really helps.
So it's been an educational trip as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. And what did you do on your actual birthday? Did you have the pin badge and everything?
The birthday badge. Yeah, I had a lot of birthdays.
And you counted, didn't you, how many people wish you happy birthday? And can you remember how many it was?
45
people wish you. Did you get kind of sick of it towards the end, going, yeah, I know it's my birthday and I'm going to take this badge off?
Yeah, a little bit.
And where did you go to eat? Because you said you were eating at Epcot.
We just ate around the world.
I mean, we've got so many snack credits because we got the free dining plan. It's almost impossible to get rid of them. So we are just literally going up to where we want to go. We went to Gyoza's of the Galaxy and ordered all three. We've been to loads, haven't we? We went to Japan, had something there. Mexico had a couple of things that you want to go to. We're going back to Epcot this evening after we talk to you,
and we're going to use more.
Sorry, and we're going to try and use. We've got 16 credits to go, and the idea is to try and get rid of all of them in the next 2 days.
So this was. So you got the free dining plan. Was it the deluxe dining plan, or was it the quick service?
It was the moderate one. So we get two quick service meals a day, plus a snack and the drinks as well.
So I'm asking you that because I'm still trying to work out where you are. Are you actually recording this from the hotel where you're staying, the resort where you're staying?
We are, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to keep thinking.
it's probably narrowed it down a little then, hasn't it?
It has.
Moderate.
Yes, I was going to say it's a moderate. And it's not busy at all. It sounds real. Is it quite quiet though where you are at the minute?
It seems it. I mean, it's 3 p.m. There's a lot of people kind of probably out of the parks. It's not terribly hot today, so I think a lot of people are staying out.
Tom, what can you see without giving it away? What can you see?
Regan?
Ooh.
Some fans overhead,
yeah, some
isn't
fans.
They? Moving the air about.
Some nice seats.
Okay.
I mean, you can maybe hear a few steel pans in the background.
Are you at the Caribbean beach?
Yes.
Yeah. That just gave it away then.
So, yeah, we're back. We stayed here 3 years ago. We were intending to stay somewhere else. We couldn't decide anywhere better. It really works for us well.
It's that Skyliner, isn't it, every time?
It is. It's so convenient. We've really enjoyed using it again. You know, the other night we were just, we came back from Typhoon Lagoon. Ewan, my six-year-old, was really tired, and me and Regan just hopped on it, went into Hollywood Studios, had a bit of dinner, and watched Fantasmic. And it was just so easy to go there, come back, and we were done.
And what happened at Typhoon Lagoon?
We overshot it quite early today. We got the first bus there, so we overshot it quite early and we were first in line.
Then we got chosen by one of the lifeguards and they said, you can come and open the gates and you're the big kahuna for the day.
Yeah.
The big kahuna for the day.
Yeah, so we got to become the big kahuna family, which means, like Regan said, we were allowed in early. We had a tour around the park.
Yeah.
Everyone cheered as we came in, so we kind of like crashed their morning briefing. So we had about 30 people applauding, and then we were shown to like our own private cabana. which we were able to take advantage of. Well, I say we didn't really take advantage of it. We just went on the rides all day. Yeah. But it was nice to sit there for 10 minutes.
Did you book a private cabana, or was that part of being the family of the day?
That was part of it, yeah. They asked us. Just before they chose us, I think they were kind of scoping out, making sure that we'd not kind of booked anything. And then we were like, it was quite a nice secluded spot around the corner.
Yeah, it's very hidden.
Mm.
Very nice. Mm. A little bit of luxury. And were there other families there? Why did they pick you, do you think? Were you just at the very front, or did they go, these guys look nice, they're smiling? What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think? You were really excited this morning.
Yeah, I was excited to go in the wave pool, and then they just picked us.
Yeah, so I think Regan was having a little dance. She likes dancing anyway. She does dancing as one of her hobbies. So she was dancing around, so maybe they were watching that and were impressed with her dancing skills. I don't know.
All right, lucky. Yeah. So what new things have you done on this trip, your seventh visit, Rory? Anything new that you wanted to tick off on here, attractions or whatever?
I've never watched Happily Ever After. So we came and it was Wishes. We then had quite a large break, and the last time we came it was Enchantment.
I'd
heard massive things about Happily Ever After, so we really wanted to see that, and it really didn't disappoint. So we stayed in Magic Kingdom quite late, watched the new Starlight Parade, which was amazing, and then kind of just rooted there right in front of the castle to watch Happily Ever After. And yeah, it's probably one of the best like nighttime shows I've ever seen.
How does it compare then to Wishes? And
I really enjoy Wishes. You know, it's always nice to see, you know, when you first, it's always nice, but
yeah,
I think the music's amazing. You know, it really kind of soars the music, especially at the start. You know, the projections help massively. And I just think they throw so many fireworks into the sky, and it's so well timed. I mean, I was even welling up when Tinkerbell came down. She flew right over us, and we kind of watched her land, didn't we? We could see just behind Tomorrowland where she landed. But yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and I think you know, everyone should see it at least once.
And I'm guessing now the kids are a bit older, you can stay out a bit later. You can stay up for Fantasmic and,
and
the fireworks and everything.
Well, we've enjoyed Fantasmic. When we came last time, it was just after COVID. So things were just getting, you know, opening up again. And Fantasmic hadn't started. I think it was starting like a week or two after. So we managed to see Fantasmic. We really enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. It's like beyond imagination. It's like so cool.
So me and Regan did like a little side thing. So we went to Typhoon Lagoon again the other day. Ewan was quite tired, so he stayed with my wife, Heather, at the resort. And me and Regan, being at Caribbean Beach, just hopped on the Skyliner. And we just went to see Fantasmic. And they were just opening up like the middle row, right at the front. So we got to sit about three rows from the front and really watch it up close. And that was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, apart from getting wet.
We did get wet, yeah. We were in the splash zone.
Yeah, it's not just a splash zone, but if the wind is blowing in a certain direction, you just feel like little bit of drizzle on you. What's the weather been like?
Pretty good, although yesterday was a bit of a washout.
So yesterday, out of nowhere, it poured down.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was, like, flooding a little bit in Magic Kingdom. And we went to an umbrella and we didn't think that we were going to last too long. So we took the advantage and just went over to eat and just stayed in there for at least about 2 hours.
So yeah, we noticed it was drizzling a little. The skies really darkened, didn't they? We were together because we'd just been on Pirates.
Yeah, we just
so we didn't have any. We didn't have anything. We didn't have our ponchos with us, and Heather and Ewan were kind of off the other end. I think at Monsters Inc. or somewhere.
Yeah, they were.
And we just had to stand under this one tiny umbrella and just wait for them to come with the ponchos and rescue us.
The longest minutes on my whole life.
The rain was bouncing on the floor, and we kind of ran as quick as we could to, I think, Columbia Harbour House. And we just stayed in there for at least an hour and a half till it really, like, it didn't clear, but it just went a lot finer.
Yeah.
And then we thought,
you don't know, do you? You don't know, is it going to be a 10-minute shower? Or is it going to be giving me for 2 hours?
It was, a lot of the cast members were saying it's the heaviest they've seen for a few weeks now. And it just hung above us. There was no wind. So it just hung above us and didn't shift. But we thought, we've heard of people kind of toughening it out and staying, and we just stayed until it completely, like, changed.
Yeah.
And then the park was a lot quieter, so we got a good got a good view into the fireworks. And some of the rides were like 5-10 minute walk-ons after that. So it kind of was to our advantage in the end. But yeah, there were dark moments where we'd considered coming back.
Can't lie, watch Lego or not. What's been the trip highlight so far?
I mean, Big Kahuna's a big one, isn't it? Riding Guardians, it's always good. We were kind of like fingers crossed for our favourite songs. We haven't had it yet. We may get it tonight if we try. Anything for you, highlights?
That's basically it.
Big Kahuna, Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, going on Rise of the Resistance with Ewan, he wasn't big enough last time, and for a 6-year-old who's obsessed with Star Wars to go on something like that,
I'm just seeing his face.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he thinks he's kind of like part of the First Order now. He just absolutely loved it. That was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And flying the Millennium Falcon as a family, we didn't get to do that last time. We had to do a child swap, and we were able to do it as all four of us.
So, who took which parts?
My brother and my dad took flying, mainly.
Okay. Yeah.
And my mum and me, we took gunning, and then sometimes we got our own part of the Millennium Falcon, or sometimes we got some engineers on with us.
The first time was a catastrophe, because Ewan did not know how to fly it with me. But I didn't want to kind of make him, you know, do it for him. I wanted him to have the experience. So, you know, he got it out of there. And then the second time was a lot smoother run, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you've been to the Halloween party as well. I know it's Christmas now at Walt Disney World, because seasons move very fast over there. But tell me about because Star Wars was a big thing for you, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
We all chose Star Wars costumes. I think we let Ewan decide, actually. And he wanted to go as Star Wars. So he went as a stormtrooper. What did you go as? You went as
Rey.
As Rey. I had a full Jedi costume on. Got a few compliments from people and cast members as well, and the photos turned out really well. We enjoyed that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Quite hot. You know, full-on Jedi robes were quite hot. I think it was probably about 32 when we got in there, but it dropped to the point where I thought about kind of like putting it in a locker or somewhere, but we toughed it out, and we were okay, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you do for trick-or-treating? Did you come back with the goods?
Yeah, a lot.
God, how many? Do you know? How many bags full?
We got four.
Yeah, four big bags full of them checking out with sweets and chocolate.
We went right to the end, and right at the end, they were just shoveling things in the bags. I think they were trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, they were literally saying, come on, let's chuck in loads.
Yeah, come back around. They kept saying, come back around.
Yeah.
The one when I went a few weeks ago, there was one where you go into PhilharMagic, and they were literally tipping the box. Rather than tipping it into the big bins, they were tipping the boxes into people's bags. Thankfully, we took a backpack, so we kept tipping them out, emptying it, refilling it. I'm still eating them now. They'll be lasting me into the new year.
That is a good plan, yeah. I've already eaten all of the almond Snickers, because they were my favourite.
Same, so and the peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah, really good.
Probably the sour Skittles.
Ooh. Well, you can have mine. I've still got some of those left.
Yeah, really good, Matt. You saw some villains. Regan really likes villains now. I think getting older, she's moved out of the princess stage. She's now more into the villain stage. You saw a few of your favourites.
A lot of them. So we saw Maleficent, Evil Queen, and the Ugly Stepsisters, and we saw Mother Gothel.
Yeah, Mother Gothel, she was good.
I like how they do that now, this year's Not So Scary, that they have like the treat trails, if you like, where you go through and you have Maleficent and the Evil Queen as you go in to get your trick-or-treat. And I love how they've done that this year.
I think it helps, because you don't get the big lines. You kind of move through, don't you? You get your photo and you leave. We did have a couple of comments, didn't we, to the Evil Queen, which was quite interesting. We said that Ewan loves eating apples. So we said to her, oh, this guy likes apples. And she, I can't remember what the quote was, but something like, where do you like it?
Could I have that apple, please?
Yeah, he asked if she can have the apple. And she said she'd bake it into a pie for him, which is more Snow White's thing, but she'd do it for him.
Oh, bless. And you managed to stay till the very end of the night?
We did, yes. Yeah. It was ropey. Like, about 10:30, 11, we thought about leaving, but we thought, you know what? Let's just go. And we actually went to Tron. Right at the end, and we managed to kind of finish with Tron, which was like a 10-minute walk on as well.
So what time did you leave the park? What time are you out of Magic Kingdom?
At least 12:15.
Yeah. And then back in the hotel by what, 1 a.m.?
Yeah, about 1. Plenty of kids just falling asleep on the bus.
Disney tired.
Yeah, very much so. I don't think anybody got up in the night. We were just completely fast on.
Yeah.
And then what about the following morning? Did you stay in bed or were you like, no, come on, we're on to Animal Kingdom. It opens at 7:30.
Not quite. We had a bit of a rest day. So we got up later. We didn't set an alarm. So everyone woke up about 8:39. And we went to Disney Springs.
Yeah,
so a bit of retail therapy and some nice food.
Yeah, you need to have a bit of a chill day. Anybody who's going over now to do the Christmas parties the following morning, so you can't do it.
It's almost a write-off, is it? We learnt the hard way last time. You know, we tried to do rope drop to fireworks without a break, and I think we nearly broke ourselves doing it. So we've enjoyed it more knowing that you can have the break and you're not missing out on everything.
Had you done the Halloween party before, or was this the first time?
We did it 3 years ago. We did it a lot harder this time. We went in a little later, but we stayed right till the end. But yeah, I think we made a mistake last time because we just kind of took advantage of the ride queues being lower. But I think this time we only went on, I think, one or two rides.
Yeah, I think we went on Tron, didn't we? Because it was like a low wait.
Tron and Space Mountain that was completely in the dark, and that was it. The
rest of it, you got your money's worth, because they get expensive. Every year they get more and more expensive, but it's worth it.
I think so, yeah. At one point I was thinking, was it we'd not seen many characters, but we then managed to go through a lot of the treat trails. Yeah. We saw the fireworks, we saw the parade, we'd eaten our body weight in snacks, trying to use the snack credits up, and then I thought, yeah, actually, you know what, it probably is worth it.
And have you ventured anywhere else? Have you ventured outside Disney?
We have, yeah. What did we do, remember?
So, not long ago, about 2 days ago, we went to Universal and we stayed at Royal Pacific.
Yeah. So we took advantage of staying over one of their deluxe for the night. My wife thinks that Heather thinks we're like cheating on Disney by doing it, but she came around to it. She likes being in the bubble, you've got to understand. But we took advantage, checked in early, got the express passes and did Universal one day and Islands the day after.
Yeah.
Epic? Did you do Epic or?
Epic's tomorrow.
Oh, we can't get your thoughts on Epic.
No, not thoughts. Oh. We are very excited. I'm trying not to build it up too much.
That's
because
the best thing.
It looks great. You know, we've tried to avoid many spoilers. Ewan's big into Nintendo. Regan loves Harry Potter. I just love going to something new.
Yeah.
So we are excited. Like we said, we're not going to build it up too much.
My best tips are make sure you do the shows and don't know anything about them. Avoid any kind of spoilers about the shows because the shows are really good. And if you can get to meet Toothless, then that's also very good. But you need to rope drop that if you want to do that.
Rope drop Toothless? Okay.
If you want to meet the dragon, you literally, you're getting in half an hour before, waiting by that portal. As soon as it opens, you're getting in and you're going right, I think. Because you'll see it later, you'll walk past and go, oh, the queue doesn't look that big. But because you get to spend a lot of time chatting to him and petting him.
Yeah.
It's a cool experience, but do it first.
Well, we might take you up on that then, because we do have the express for others.
Right.
We thought, you know what, we may not be back here for a while. And we got the express when it was a little cheaper. We know we're probably guaranteed to get on each ride at least once. We're hoping we're going to pick the ones we really want to do, so that might be a good thing to do first thing.
That if you've got the express and you can just jump on everything else, that's probably the only thing you can't get an express for. So, because you get into the shows as well, I think, don't you, with the express for Epic?
I don't know. It's tonight's reading. I'm almost taking it day by day, thinking, right, where are we going tomorrow? Where do we need to go? What attractions are first?
But it's back to Disney now. We'll be back with you in a moment. We'll do a quick news update and then we'll be back with Rory and Regan, who are actually at actual Disney World, actually right now. Back to the lobby of Caribbean Beach in just a moment. Let's have a look at what's been going on. Some news from Walt Disney World. We know the dates for next year's Epcot International Festival of the Arts. One of my favourite festivals, one of the shortest actually. We'll be running from the 16th of January, my birthday, up to the 23rd of February, featuring various arts and performances from artists from Disney on Broadway. So that starts early next year. Meanwhile, this weekend is the first weekend for Christmas parties at the Magic Kingdom, and also Hollywood Studios, Mickey's Very Merry and Jollywood Nights. So we've got a whole load of merchandise that you can buy. There's a whole list of foods that you can buy. There's a gingerbread milkshake. There's a Santa hat brownie sundae. All the sugar and cream you can get your face around. All the details of that are online. And there's a brand new place to get even more sugar at Magic Kingdom. Do you remember there used to be a place called Cool Ship that's been closed for quite a while? Well, it's going to open up as Astro Fizz, a brand new snack stand where you'll be able to get some frozen Coca-Cola slushies and a cherry cola churros and popcorn. All the details of that and anything else, any more news that happens between now and the next podcast, follow us on the socials. We are at Pod Magical. Regan and her dad are on the podcast. I say dad because Rory's been on the podcast before, but Regan, this is your first time. So I want to find out about some of your favourite Disney World things. Now, you've already mentioned that Epcot is your favourite park. Is that because your favourite attraction is in that park by any chance?
No, it is not. It's actually at Hollywood Studios.
Ah, no, I thought you were going to say Guardians is your favourite attraction.
No, it's not. Mine is Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Oh, you're a bit of a thrill seeker.
Yes,
just
definitely.
A bit, yeah.
Just a bit, says Dad.
I love that it goes upside down and as well, like, it was my first roller coaster, so it's always been, like, an iconic one for me.
Mm.
So how old were you when you went on it for the first time?
So I was only 7 years old when I first went on it.
Yeah, well, you were tall enough to go on it.
Yeah.
Just about, weren't you?
Literally just touching it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Aerosmith getting booted out and the Muppets coming in? Careful with your answer here.
I'm okay with it, but, like, okay. Be better with maybe a bit different of a band, but I still like Muppets a bit.
Yeah, okay. What about restaurants when it comes to places to eat?
Definitely at Caribbean Beach at Sebastian's Bistro and Banana Cabana.
Mm. Yeah, Sebastian's Bistro is really good, isn't it? And good value for money as well.
Mm. Yes, really good.
We asked Regan again for a birthday, and she chose Sebastian's, so we went the day before her actual birthday.
I'm guessing it's difficult because you've got the quick service dining plan for free to kind of go, well, we don't want to pay for too many sit-down restaurants. Mm. Have you been quite selective about where you've been to eat?
Yeah, I think so. We've had less sit-down. We've done a few character meals, yeah. You know, to meet the characters.
Still some to go.
Yeah. But we have been a little less selective. But like I said before, it's just so hard to get through them all. You know, getting two meals a day plus the snack. And I'm still lucky. We've got, I think, 37 adult meals still to use. Regan's now classed as an adult, but there's a lot of times she still wanted the kids' meals. So we've been using those and letting the adult's ones kind of build up.
Right, okay. Mm. You know when you get an adult's meal but you're a kid, can you order an alcoholic drink for yourself?
Are you asking if there's a loophole?
I'm asking if there's a loophole, Rory, because I'm thinking if there's four of you, two adults and two kids, but one of the kids has got an adult meal, surely you should get three alcoholic drinks. Sure.
I've utilised that loophole at least two times on this holiday.
Oh, well done.
And I'll probably be utilising it again before we get home. For instance, we went to Centretown, that's a quick service at Caribbean Beach, the other day. We've got the refillable mugs anyway, so Regan's happy to go to the freestyle machine, and I just ordered two beers.
Because you can get the wines that come in the little bottles anyway, or cans, and you can just take them back to the room.
Yeah, yeah. We've been doing a lot with... Ewan really likes apple juice. He doesn't really like fizzy, so we've been ordering a lot of apple juices and saving them up and taking them into the parks as well. Yeah. So we've been watching a few hack videos. AJ from the food blog, for instance, there's a good one where she shows how to utilise it the best.
Have you been using Lightning Lanes on this trip? Have you paid for any, or are you just posting through?
We've been selective. Last time it was bundled in, or we got it for the whole trip, so we were quite lucky. This time we've been selective, so we've used it for each park once, and we've bought a couple of individual ones for the big ones. So, for instance, we've got Guardians tomorrow, just in case we don't do it tonight, for instance. But I think it's worked out to our advantage. I've been pretty hot on it again and building up the attractions the minute you scan in, getting a new one.
And you were booking those 7 days the week before you went out there?
Yep.
And you managed to get everything you want. What were the big hitters that you were after?
Rise of the Resistance, because that always gets like a very long wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tower of Terror, like loads of them that are really big rides.
Yeah, we did like a big Epcot one where we got Test Track, Soaring, Ratatouille. Yes. The minute we used Soarin', we got Mission Space. The minute we used Mission Space, we did it for Frozen. That pushed right to the end of the day. But I think if you're selective and you kind of know what you do, you keep refreshing it, it helps a lot, and you can pick your time.
And I suppose as well, you've got the advantage of being 7 days out and then being able to book it for the rest of your trip. Yeah. You know they're the ones that are going to go. So if you book those for your first three, then you're pretty good to go then, aren't you?
Exactly. There's a couple of times where I've gone for other rides and they've been sold. This is like midday and they were already sold out. You know, the real big hitters.
Yeah. And what do you think of the new test track? Have you both done that one now?
We have, yeah. Yeah, we enjoyed it, didn't we? Yeah. I think it's... I when I first came, it was the old, you know, test track version 1.0. I enjoyed that. And I didn't ever really enjoy too much. But I think this one kind of harks back to what it used to be like. Very much about inspiring people about vehicles and transportation. So we enjoyed that. Ewan enjoyed it as well, which we didn't know he would do because it's, you know, one of the fastest rides they've got here. Yeah. But yeah, he enjoyed it. He likes anything car related.
So Rory, you've been on the podcast before. Regan, this is your first time. So Regan, if I was to give you your perfect Disney World day, right, you can stay anywhere, do what you want, what would you do? How would you spend it?
Okay, so I would probably wake up at Contemporary.
Oh, she's being flash. Okay, right. Contemporary,
well, she's not paying, is she?
Oh, well, she's not. Neither am I, but let's... Mickey Mouse is paying.
And then I would get the monorail to Epcot. And then I'll get off at Epcot, then go on Guardians and then do all the big rides there, like Soarin' and Test Track. And then I would go around the world and eat some food. And then after that, I would get a bus or the Skyliner to Hollywood Studios. And then at Hollywood Studios, I would go on Rockin' Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror and then finish the day off with Fantasmic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then that'll be it. Ideal. And then you're going back to the Contemporary for the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, why not? They are, by the way, at Walt Disney World, if you don't believe me, Screaming Child in the background, just to prove that they're in the lobby of Caribbean Beach.
We've had to move because someone's vacuuming.
All right, don't they know there's a podcast going on right here? I need you to do me a favour after this. I want you to send me a selfie so we can put it on the socials, then we can see that you are actually...
Definitely.
...at Walt Disney World. And you've got a few days left, so what are you looking forward to doing before the trip's over?
Just doing more rides, I think, and watching more shows.
Epic, I think we're looking forward to, which is tomorrow. Now we've been everywhere apart from Epic. I always enjoy this time because you know what's good. You know what everyone's favourites are. So I think just revisiting Epcot, revisiting the studios. It's going to be a little bit cooler as well, which I think is nice, about 2021. So hopefully be able to kind of have some big days to finish on.
Yeah. Will you need a jacket at night? Is it that kind of weather yet, or is it still quite night?
We'll know tomorrow when it drops. We've all got hoodies, but I've got my eye on a nice Walt Disney World hoodie, so I need an excuse to buy one.
You're hoping it's going to drop and you can buy it.
So I think that should be okay.
And have they started demolishing parts of Hollywood Studios now?
Yeah, we walked past the Muppets courtyard and a lot of that's gone now. The tower's still there with the Muppets clock. Most things have gone now, which is a bit sad.
Oh well, it's gonna be good. I'm looking forward to all the new stuff that's coming. So right, the podcast is over now. What are you going to do? Where are you going now? Well, make us jealous. What are you off to? Back for a little snooze, bar in the pool maybe?
We've just been to Typhoon Lagoon, so we need to freshen up, have a quick shower. We're going to then get the Skyline. So it's, what is it, 20 to 4? I think we'll could be on the Skyliner for 4:30. Over to Epcot. We'll see what the wait is for Guardians for standby, but we might not do that. Yeah. We're definitely going to do Soarin'. Ewan likes Figment, and that's always 5 minutes, isn't it? And then probably just go around the different countries, snack credits, and then we're hoping to watch Luminous. We saw it the other night, but we're hoping to watch it from a different vantage point this time to try and get the most out of that.
Yeah, get them snack credits used. What's been the best of the fest for the Food and Wine Festival? Any tips?
What have you enjoyed?
I've enjoyed, like, this caramel cake. I can't remember where it's from.
I know where it's from. Mexico.
Yeah, from Mexico, and it was really nice.
Yeah, like almost like a creme caramel flan with almonds on top. So we'll get that again.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed Gyoza's of the Galaxy.
Which one was the best one? Because there's the different ones, isn't there?
French onion. French onion soup
one. Okay.
Gets a little soup in the bottom, very Moorish. And I think we'll just probably see what we fancy, really, after that.
Yeah.
Well, I won't ask if you've got any more trips planned because you are there right now. So we will live in this moment. Enjoy the rest of your break. Rory and Regan, thank you for chatting and have a magical day. I know you will because I mean, you're in the most magical place on earth.
Thanks a lot.
If you'd like to join me on the podcast, drop me a message at podmagical is where we are. Maybe you're going to be going to Disney World soon. You've got a little bit of chill time. We can get you on the podcast, maybe from the pool. Or you want to record something from the parks, maybe. That's slightly different. We might be able to squeeze you on before the end of the year. If not, we'll get you on early next year. At podmagical is where we are. If you're going to be going this weekend, well, you'll be walking into a winter wonderland because Christmas starts this weekend. It is the first Christmas party. Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party starts this weekend over at Magic Kingdom on select nights. A lot of those have started to sell out now. Also, you've got Jollywood Nights over at Hollywood Studios. That's their private ticketed Christmas party on select nights as well. I think the first few of those have sold out. The Food and Wine Festival continues over at Epcot with the Eat to the Beat concert series. I think you've got David Archuleta from American Idol and also Jordan Sparks. I think she was also from American Idol as well, wasn't she? They're on this weekend as part of the Eat to the Beat Food Festival. That continues. Even though Christmas is starting to arrive at Walt Disney World, it's going to be a few days before you get the Merry Menagerie over at Animal Kingdom and some of the trees and the gingerbread houses coming up at the resorts. No big gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian this year because of renovations happening there. Because we've got the Christmas parties, it means timings of some of the nighttime experiences have changed. So, for example, you're not going to get Happily Ever After at Magic Kingdom when it's a party night because you won't be able to get in, which means when it is on, it's going to be busy, just as it was during the Halloween parties a few weeks ago. Also, when you've got the Jollywood Nights over on at Hollywood Studios, you'll still get Fantasmic, but it's going to be really early. I think it's like 6:30 for Fantasmic, which is good because it means you could easily do Fantasmic at Hollywood Studios and then hop foot it over to Epcot to do nighttime experience there, to do Harmonious at 9 o'clock. So you can squeeze a couple of things in there over the next weeks. Also, the brand new Zootopia Better Together opens officially this weekend at Animal Kingdom underneath the Tree of Life. I know they've been doing some previews for cast members and DVC members and annual pass holders over the last few days. That officially opens this weekend. Temperatures are getting nice and cool now. We're getting to the end of hurricane season, thankfully. Pound to dollar isn't doing too good. That has dropped a little bit to 1.32. I'm going to end the episode with, firstly, an update on the last top tip that I gave you. So on the last episode, the top tip I gave you was about spending points. Now, I can only relate to this with Virgin Atlantic. I always thought if you want to book a reward flight, just using points, you had to wait for both legs of the trip to become available. So as soon as your flight becomes available, that's the cheapest. That's when the points are usually the lowest, unless you get near the time and there's availability. But like if it's a few days as soon as they go on sale, that's when the points are the lowest. But I thought you had to wait until your return flight became available as well, by which point the original flight points are gone up. Well, you don't have to do that. You can book one way and it's the same in tax. You're not going to be paying any more. And I said on the last episode, I'd book my outward journey in September for next year to Orlando. And I was waiting for my return journey to go on sale. Well, it did go on sale and I did book it and it didn't cost me any more. So you can't. So you don't need to wait for your full journey to become available if you're just spending points. You can book one way as soon as the low points come available. And then a couple of weeks later or whenever you're returning, book them. So yeah, there's a bit of an update on that one for you. Another quick tip for this episode. I think I've mentioned this before, but just in case, it's a good one to remember. If you're going on Frozen Ever After, just before you go on, just nip into the toilets and get some paper towels, because there's a big splash in that ride that doesn't get you wet. But a lot of water does come into the boat. So you're going to get most wet as you first get into the boat when you're getting on the attraction. So if you've got some paper towels with you, just before you sit down, just give it a bit wipe or sit on it, because you will get a wet bottom on that ride as soon as you sit down. So wipe it first. There's my recommendation. There's my tip for this episode. Back with another podcast in 2 weeks' time. Please subscribe if you've not done so. If you could give us a little review or 5 stars on Spotify or Apple Podcast, I would be very thankful of that. Follow us on the socials at PodMagical. And most importantly, until next time, please stand clear of the doors.